Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trig Podcast of Joy Ghost TV on this beautiful Monday night, January 6th. Yes, it's late at night here, 11 p.m. or so, recording a second episode. I did one, actually third. I did one in the car this morning that I trashed because it just wasn't very good. Didn't sound good. I didn't say anything worth keeping. Then I did a live stream, which was awesome, just chatting. You can check that on my YouTube channel and Instagram and Facebook and Twitch and all the places. And then this one is just audio only, which I kind of was wrestling with. I thought, do I need to do audio separately? And every time that I ask that question or I doubt or second guess myself, the answer is yes. I just love audio podcasting alone. And to me, the live stream is just a different thing, different animal. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about how I hate counseling. Now, let me just be clear. I have been in counseling for 15, 20 years, so a long time. Paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, every shot is $100 at least, if not more. I think I'm paying $125 right now. Something, maybe $135, something crazy. I just paid almost $400 today because I missed two previous times, appointments, and he charges me when I cancel within 24 hours, even though it was for really, really, really good reasons. But anyway, I think what I'm going to do next time, next December, is just not commit to any meetings in December. It's just too crazy for me as a church pastor in worship and all the rest. So anyway, that was a waste of money, but today was just terrible. And normally I am very, very, very thankful for my meetings and for my therapist who I've known for many years. So nothing to do with him per se, but I just found myself being grumpy at the things he was telling me. And I won't go into detail. It wasn't really anything that deep, but it was mostly just not flowing with me in terms of my goals to level up this year. It is 2025. It is a sixth day of the year, and I didn't want to hear to keep it simple or to not overdo it or to have boundaries. That's all I've been doing, is playing it safe for 5 years, maybe longer, maybe 10. And the one time, the one day that I finally kind of got to the end of myself, that I went and said, hey, I want to go big for my therapist, and it's not the money, just for my friend and therapist and the one who knows me so well, to tell me, hey, just don't get so crazy and don't get addicted to success and all that stuff. I'm like, come on, man. I need someone to just run up with me and run fast and level up with me and to say, do it. You can do it, David. Go for it, Trig. By the way, I'm noticing I don't like the whole Trig thing anymore. I think I'm going to go back to just David. Trig is dumb and stupid. It's not my name. My name is David Trigueros Morales, David Albino. David Trigueros, that's my name, not Trig. But anyway, I don't know. I'm feeling a little edgy today, if you can tell. And so I also, so alongside of that, it got me thinking about a thing, because the reason why I podcasted this morning in the car was because my beautiful wife was recommending that I be more positive in the mornings, because I can tend to be a Debbie Downer in the mornings, which affects her and affects me most of all. So I was recording this morning, but then it ended up being too negative. So then I read something that really, really, really helped me, that I kind of included towards the end of this morning's episode, which is not published. I deleted it. And the quote is, I think it was from Twitter or X, and it was, be impossible to ignore, which reminded me of a book that I have. I think maybe that's the same title, which I need to finish. I haven't been reading at all in so long. I need to read. It says, I'm going to just be here, just read it almost like it says. It says, BF in impossible to ignore. So I'm not going to say that word, and I apologize for that. But anyway, so that's what it says, the quote. I love the idea of being impossible to ignore. I am someone who, that's how I used to be. You know, going back to the whole therapy thing, that's what made me mad. I was telling my therapist, I want to go back to who I was, this amazing man. Instead, he took me back to the peaceful, quiet, unassuming David. And that's not the David that I want to go back to. Now, he's right in that if I go crazy, I'm not going to find peace. The peace that I long for, or the success, or the drive, the dopamine hit, the high that I'm looking for, and even called it a drug, it can harm me. It could be bad. And so I understand that, and I do agree with that, but I still want to go big or go home. And I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want to go back to the wuss, the possum, the guy who lets people walk all over him. I want to go back to the powerful David, the King David, the beloved of God David, the worship, yes, the gentle, kind, of course, David. But when I've been in this hole of insecurity and fear and worry, and I'm not worthy and I'm failing, I don't want to go back to just peace. I want to go back to powerful, strong, and confident me. So this quote helped me to kind of live in that today. And even though I don't think I did today much, but it kind of helped me tonight. So it says, "Be impossible to ignore. Stand so tall that they can't look past you. Intoxicate with your presence. Be notorious." I love that, be notorious. "Remain on people's minds. Flow so freely that they'll be scared of drowning in your thoughts. Don't be taken lightly." Oh man, how powerful. Today I had all these meetings where I was taken lightly. I played it safe. I didn't stand tall. I was not notorious. I did not remain on people's minds. I did none of this. I didn't stand tall. Instead, I shrunk. I had at least two meetings where I was just like, "Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir." Ugh. Being a yes man is the worst part of me. "Don't be taken lightly. Be sure of yourself. Be irreplaceable." I read this book called Always Say No. I didn't say no to anything today. Instead, I said, "Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir." "Be sure of yourself. Be irreplaceable. Move so fast that no one can see where you're going. Give them something to chase. Never let them catch up with you." That's so good. "Be more than what they bargained for. Make them hate you for being so good. Burn so brightly that you catch the whole world on fire." Man, that last part. Be so what now that you catch the whole, be so bright, burn so brightly that you catch the whole world on fire. That's, I want to have a popular, famous podcast. I want to create content all day, every day. It's all I think about is creating content. I want that to bring me wealth and success and impact and influence. And I was watching Sneeko just a little bit ago, 20 minutes ago, and he's making all these videos, kind of Casey Neistat style in New York. And he was saying how we're all tired of politics. Man, amen to that. I was just telling my friend how I don't want to hear anything about Candace Owens or Tim Pool and all these terrible idiot red pill or all that stuff. Andrew Tate and all that stuff. Man, I'm so sick and tired of politics and podcasts on politics and all these political pundits, including Piers Morgan and all the rest, making money off of us, just hanging on their every vile and violent and yelling word. And I take blame for that. I'm accountable. And I stopped. I deleted my Instagram, my TikTok. I deleted my Facebook. I deleted everything. I'm creating content and posting, but I'm not scrolling or doom scrolling or any of that. And so that feels so awesome. And so I want to be epic, man. I want to level up. I want to be like Cliff. I want to be like who I am. I don't want to be like Sneak or Cliff. I take that back. I want to be the true version of myself. I want to be who God created me to be, free of fear and worry, free of man's opinions, free of my own past and trauma and blah, blah. And I want to burn so brightly that you catch the whole world on fire with my music, with my content, for the sake of Jesus, for the sake of what he's put in my heart, for the sake of people, to succeed, to buy things I want, to help everyone I want, to make millions, to be able to fill the world with content, filled with peace and love and grace and God and all that he represents, and the church, bless the church, and to bless young and old, black and white, as long as I can. I'm running out of time. I'm not getting any younger. As people say, I'm 55 and I need to just focus. It's the beginning of a new year. And yeah, I need to work out and eat healthy. I did eat healthy today, tonight. I had all day, actually. I had, I didn't have any breakfast. I should have had some oatmeal. I love oatmeal. I had a protein drink for lunch and I didn't go to lunch and spend money. And then I had a bagel for the drive home. And then I had a healthy dinner. My beautiful wife made some amazing carne asada and quesadillas kind of thing. Very healthy with a salad and water. And I'm starving right now and I want a pizza, but I'm not going to eat a pizza. And so I'm just committing. And I took Roxy for a walk, which is not exercise. It's just moving my body a little bit. But at least I did that. I helped my beautiful wife and to get out of the house and or whatever, to walk my beautiful dog. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm tired of being that worry, fear, blah, blah, trig. I want to be David, King David, beloved of God, powerful, creative, ambitious in the right way, wanting success and wanting to bless the world and wanting to be true to the gifts and the talents that God's given me, especially in music, in teaching His word, and in media content creation. In Jesus' name. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.